Dr. Gregory, what can you tell me?
Sir, the inbound is probably 5 megatons. It'll do Washington and everything within 10 miles.
What chances that it'll be a dud?
The Pakistanis have had some failed detonations. It's over Buffalo now, re-entering the atmosphere. That'll slow it down a little.
System up? Blandy asked.
We are fully online, sir, the weapons officer answered. We are ready to fire from the forward magazine. Firing order is selected, all block fours.
Very well. The captain leaned forward and turned his key in the lock.
System is fully enabled, special auto.
He turned.
Sir, that means the computer will handle it from here.
Target range is now 300 miles, a kid's voice announced.
Any time now, the weapons officer said. Gettysburg shuddered with the launch of the first missile.
One away, a sailor said off to the right.
One is away clean.
The idea is to intercept at a range of 200 miles, Gregory explained.
The interceptor and the inbound will rendezvous at the same spot and zap.
Hey, I got a visual, another voice called.
There was a TV camera, and it showed the inbound warhead. A white blob, like a meteor, Ryan thought.
Intercept in 4, 3, 2, 1.
The missile came close, but exploded behind the target.
Firing 2.
Gettysburg shook again.
2 away clean.
It was over Harrisburg, Pennsylvania now. Its speed down to 13,000 miles per hour. Then a third missile launched, followed a second later by a fourth. In the special auto setting, the computer was expending missiles until it saw a dead target. That was just fine with everyone aboard.
Only 2 block 4s left, Webb said.
They're cheap, Captain Blandy observed. Come on, baby.
Number 2 also exploded behind the target, the TV picture showed.
3, 2, 1, now.
So did number 3.
Oh, shit! Oh, my God! Gregory exclaimed.
That caused heads to snap around.
What? Blandy demanded.
The IR seekers, they're going for the centroid of the infrared source, and that's behind the inbound.
What?
Ryan asked, his stomach in an instant knot.
The brightest part of the target is behind the target. The missiles are going for that. Oh, fuck!
5 away. 6 away.
The inbound was over Frederick, Maryland now, doing 12,000 knots.
That's it, we're out of block 4s.
Light up the block 3s, Blandy ordered.
The next 2 interceptors did the same as the first 2, coming within mere feet of the target.
Firing 7.
Clean.
That one's a radar homer, Blandy said, clenching his fist. 5 and 6 performed exactly as the 4 preceding them. Another shudder.
8.
Clean.
We have to get it before it gets to 5 or 6,000 feet. That's optimal burst height, Gregory said.
At that range, I can engage it with my 5-inch forward,
Blandy said, some fear in his voice now. For his part, Ryan wondered why he wasn't shaking. Death had reached its cold hand out for him more than once. The Mall in London, his own home. Red October, some nameless hill in Columbia. Someday it would touch him. Was this the day?
Okay, here comes 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now!
Miss! Fuck!
9 away, 10 away. We're out of missiles. This is it, guys.
The inbound crossed over the DC Beltway, Interstate Highway 695, now at an altitude of less than 20,000 feet, streaking across the night sky like a meteor. And so some people thought it was, pointing and calling out to those nearby.
8 missed. Missed by a cunt hair.
Clear on the TV, the puff of the explosion appeared mere inches from the target.
2 more to go, the weapons officer told them.
Aloft, the forward portside radar was pouring out X-band radiation at the target. The rising SM-2 missile, its rocket motor still burning, homed in on the reflected signal. Focusing, closing, seeing the source of the reflected energy that drew it as a moth to a flame, a kamikaze robot the size of a small car, going at nearly 2,000 miles per hour, seeking an object going 6 times faster. 2 miles, 1 mile, 1,000 yards, 500, 100. On the TV screen, the RV meteor changed to a shower of sparks and fire. "Yeah!" 20 voices called as one. The TV camera followed the descending sparks. The adjacent radar display showed them falling within the city of Washington.
"You're going to want to get people to collect those fragments. Some of them are going to be plutonium, not real healthy to handle," Gregory said, leaning against a stanchion. "Looked like a skin-skin kill. Oh, God, how did I fuck up my programming like that?"
"I wouldn't sweat it too bad, Dr. Gregory," Senior Chief Leak observed. "Your code also helped the last one home in more efficient-like. I think I might want to buy you a beer, fella."
As usual, the news didn't get back quickly to the place where it had actually started. Having given the launch order, Defense Minister Luo had little clue what to do next. Clearly, he couldn't go back to sleep. America might well answer his action with a nuclear strike of its own. He rose, splashed water on his face, but then his mind hit a brick wall. What to do? The one name he knew to call was Zhang Hansan. Once connected, he spoke very quickly indeed.
"You did. What happened, Luo?"
"Someone, Russians or Americans, I'm not sure which, struck at our missile base at Zhanhua, attempting to destroy our nuclear deterrent. I ordered the base commander to fire them off, of course. We agreed on this in our last meeting, did we not?"
"Luo, we discussed the possibility, but you fired them without consulting with us?"
"What choice did I have, Zhang? Had I hesitated a moment, there would have been none left to fire."
"I see. What is happening now?"
"The missiles are flying. I had no choice, Zhang. I could not allow them to disarm us completely."
"Very well. I will assemble the Politburo. Come to the Council of Ministers building at once."
At his end of the connection, Zhang felt a chill in his stomach. As with many things in life, this one, contemplated theoretically in a comfortable conference room, was something very different now that it had turned into a most uncomfortable reality. And yet, was it? It was a thing too difficult to believe. There were no outward signs. You'd at least expect thunder and lightning. But it was merely early morning, not yet 7 o'clock. Could this be real? Zhang padded across his bedroom and switched on his television and turned it to CNN. They were showing Washington, D.C., with a camera evidently atop the CNN building there. Smoke trails. Ah, yes. They were surface-to-air missiles. What was that? Like a bursting firework in the sky, a shower of sparks mainly heading down. What did that mean? It was clear 60 seconds later. Washington had not been blotted from the map. Such a pity, Zhang thought, especially since there would be consequences.